This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This week we'll be taking a look at the upland game hunting outlook, and we also have news about deer vehicle crashes and grants awarded for ATV use. Hi, I'm Kurt Hick, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. As promised, the upland game season is nearly upon us, and things are not looking all that good for these hunters. In fact, when it comes to upland hunting game prospects, the annual report always sounds the same, and what we hear is always disappointing. Illinois rabbit numbers have basically remained unchanged from last year. Quail populations appear to be about the same this year. And the bad news comes just before upland game hunters head afield for the annual season and opening weekend. According to the information released by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, hunters can expect to find similar quail and rabbit populations this season. Despite normal to mild winter conditions, upland game numbers have declined for the past several years. As little as four decades ago, the upland season opener was the biggest event on the hunting calendar. However, a steady decline in rabbit and quail numbers, along with the recovery of deer and turkey populations, have brought our changes to our state. Now the firearm deer season likely lures more hunters than any other event. Upland game hunting interest has witnessed a steady decline for more than three decades. According to biologist Wade Lewis, last year's drought and mild winter, except for the early wet weather, contrasted with this year's hot summer. Spring brought the average rainfall and severe flooding to some parts of the state. Lewis says the warmer temperatures and above average precipitation were prevalent in most parts of the state. Rabbits are by far Illinois' most popular game species. Thousands of area hunters, accompanied by frisky beagle hounds, head to the field each year in search of these elusive cottontails. Last year, 21,714 hunters harvested an estimated 86,671 rabbits. The days of field, the harvest rate, and the days of field were significantly down from 2018 and 2019 season. Much of the rabbit hunting forecast is based upon roadkill survey conducted in June and July by IDNR biologists. In 2018, the statewide June-July rabbit index rose slightly throughout the state. 11% was noted, but this was not significant. Lewis says this method is the most reliable when studying rabbit trends. Because of this, he predicts rabbit numbers should be about the same as last year's levels. The good news, however, is the season dates are again extended until February 15th. Locally, rabbit hunters are expected to find the best hunting in Calhoun, Bond, Clinton, and Madison counties. Good hunting is also predicted for Clay, Marion, and Wayne counties. The rabbit hunting season opens statewide on November 2nd and closes February 15th statewide. Bag limits are 4 feet rabbits daily, with 10 in possession after the third day of the season. Hunting hours are sunrise to sunset. And when it comes to quail, even with the low numbers, the popular bobwhite quail still rates high above our area's hunter's list of most popular game birds. Thousands of Illinois wing shooters and their stylish pointing dogs are swarming to the fields this fall in hopes of flushing a few bobwhite coveys. Quail numbers in southern Illinois are still struggling after several years of above-average rainfalls and a couple of late winter storms that brought ice and snow cover. Establishing quality quail habitat or managing existing habitat is more important than ever for the future of quail and quail hunting. The wet weather during the quail nesting season likely had a negative impact on reproductive success. However, the weather was good during the peak nesting and brood rearing seasons. Lewis expects local quail numbers to be about the same as last year. He feels quail numbers will be the best in areas containing the best habitat. These do not include the areas of fescue and reed canary grasses. These areas are too thick and rank for quail. The best quail hunting, again, is expected in west central and south central Illinois. Locally, Jersey is rated as one of the top counties. In previous years, most productive areas were in Adams, Brown, Franklin, Perry, and Wayne counties. The quail hunting season begins November 2nd and closes January 8th in the north zone and January 15th in the south zone. Bag limits are 8 quail daily, with 20 in possession after the third day of the season. Hunting hours are from sunrise until sunset. Okay, we're back, and as promised, here's more items of interest to local outdoor folks. Looking for information about deer vehicle accidents? We also have that as well. In fact, autumn ushers in the peak season for deer vehicle crashes. With the onset of autumn, the school year's in full swing, pumpkin lattes are steaming, and Illinois deer are beginning to feel a bit amorous. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources and Transportation is reminding motorists to be more vigilant during deer mating season as the animals become a bit more active. This is especially so early in the morning and evening hours. As the risk of deer vehicle crashes peak during the fall, drivers can help ensure their safe destinations by safely remembering a few important tips, says Acting Illinois Transportation Secretary Omar Olson. In fact, he says, most importantly, don't veer for deer. While on your first instinct facing a deer, maybe the deer in the headlights is maybe to swerve, doing so could cause you to lose control of your vehicle and increase the severity of the crash. Motorists are urged to instead be aware of your surroundings and pay close attention to deer crossing signs and scan the roads for eye shine, a reflection of headlights in the skies. In addition, slow down if you see deer. They travel in groups, so more likely nearby and prepare for the unexpected. Deer can stop in the middle of the road or double back. Also, if a collision is inevitable, try to glance the deer off the vehicle and avoid swerving to the opposite lanes of traffic. In 2018, there were over 15,000 motor vehicle accidents involving deer in Illinois. Of these, 14,998 resulted in damage to property or vehicles only, while only 630 caused personal injuries. 8 of the crashes were fatal. More than 40% of the crashes involving deer in Illinois occurred at night in October, November, and December. In fact, 90% of them involved deer. More than 70 occurred at night and nighttime. 70%. The top Illinois counties for crashes involving deer in 2018 were Cook, Peoria, Madison, Will, Sagamon, Fulton, Williamson, Rock Henry, McHenry, and Kane. Deer vehicle collisions can happen in any part of the state, urban or rural, says IDNR Director Colleen Callahan. If you do hit a deer, remember to report the accident to law enforcement or a conservation police officer. They can help control the traffic, clear the roadway, or even in the event that the animal must be euthanized. And the Illinois Department of Natural Resources recently announced $580,237 in grant funding to allow for development for improvements of vehicles, off-road vehicles, recreation at off-road parks in Illinois. Grant funds were awarded to Little Egypt Off-Road Motorcycle Club in Williamson County in the amount of $90,000, which will be used for trail maintenance, repair, and development. In addition, grant funds were awarded to Rocky Glen Off-Road Vehicle Department in Winnebago County in the amount of $48,436. They will be used for the purchase of a new Kubota tractor, verse tiller, soil pulverizer, water pump, and security cameras. Grant funds were also awarded to Atkinson Motorsports in Henry County, in the amount of $75,456 used for bobcat repair, purchasing a tree grinder, purchasing a lawnmower, and chip and seal of an uphill road. And finally, grants were also awarded to Clark County Park District in Clark County in the amount of $366,345. These will be used for complete rehabilitation of the off-road vehicle trails and new restrooms at the trailhead. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. Until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.